HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
On the record this week, our guest is Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma, who has, of course, been in the headlines ever since he took over as Chief Minister. He was, of course, the architect of the BJP government when it first came to power in Assam in 2016. And his tenure as Chief Ministership, even though it is relatively new, has been very eventful. Mr. Sarma, thank you so much for speaking with Hindustan Times. I want to start off by asking you, it seems at this time that there is some kind of a peace effort between your state and between Mizoram. But is it something that looks lasting? Are you happy with it at this time?
My ministers had visited Aizawl at the invitation of the government of Mizoram. After that meeting, we issued a joint press release urging for peace and tranquility. The operative clause of the joint press release was that no state should further deploy their police forces in the border, and they will try to resolve all the dispute mutually. Second, both the state has recognized that CRPF should maintain the border till we come into certain solution. With these two statements, I think peace has returned. Vehicular movement, goods, train, everything has resumed. And definitely you cannot keep on fighting with your sister state. So I hope and pray that this peace will be a lasting peace.
You met the Prime Minister, you met the Home Minister. What did they say to you? What kind of advice did they give to you vis-a-vis handling this?
First of all, Home Minister was involved from day one. When that clashes broke out, it was he who advised me to hand over that police post to CRPF. He was almost on the eventful day, he called both of us not less than 4-5 times. So we handed over the disputed police post, which was in our position, to CRPF on his advice on that day itself.
You mean the Mizoram police who had come over too?
Yeah, initially the post was with Mizoram police. Then post was reclaimed by us because we considered that our territory, our land. Then Home Minister advised us, we handed over the post back to the CRPF. Then Mizoram police also entered again in that police post. Home Minister said, Chordo, leave it, because after all that the CRPF is there. So he started playing that critical role from day one. Finally, when he was talking to both of us in all 6-7 days, sometime even daily 2-3 times, advising us, counseling us, at some point of time, understanding my point of view, understanding the point of view of the Chief Minister of Mizoram. And finally, it was he who drafted the joint press release. Basically, his ministry has drafted the joint press release. So it was Home Minister Amit Shah who hand-hold the entire event leading to the joint press release. So far as Prime Minister is concerned, I talked to him over phone. He said that desh ka peera hota hai when I see people do state fighting, particularly when this is happening from Northeast, because PM has taken so many initiatives to basically keep Northeast out of the tag of underdevelopment. Definitely he felt that pain. He said that nation has felt that pain. So it was out of respect to him, both the state government has decided, no, we have to respect the views of the Prime Minister, sentiment of the Prime Minister. So all these things has happened during that eventful week. And finally, we signed that peace statement.
Could you explain something to people who are our readers, who are our listeners, is that I and all of us, because of this, have now got a crash course in history. We know that you go by 1933 agreement of the border. They go by the 1875 one. We know it's an old border dispute. And the last time there were people killed was in 1980s. Now, what we want to know is, can you explain to all of us, you saying right now that you reclaimed the police station, then they reclaimed, right? And that happening just a couple of, I think, days before that you were on stage with Mr. Zoram Thanga, with Mr. Amit Shah there. I know you said that he handheld it, but was it completely, because even before that, the chief secretaries were meeting, right? So can you just explain the context?
Issue is very, very complex. Mizoram feels that the 1870 notification issued by the government of India at that point of time hold the field. Subsequently, that notification was revised in 1932. Then Mizoram became Union Territory. The act passed by the Indian Parliament after India got freedom ratified that 1932. Then Lal Denga and Rajiv Gandhi signed an agreement for full statehood. They ratified that. Further, a state is born out of an act of the parliament. They ratified the same boundary. So for Assam, it has become a constitutional boundary. But Mizoram nurtured a sense that no, there is some historical injustice. So this, if you look the things at the correct perspective, when 1985 the state was carved out, or 1972 when Union Territory of Mizoram was born, during that point of time, these were dense forests. Neither people of Assam used to go there. I am sure that Mizo people also doesn't used to come there in the way today they used to come. So that point of time, you could have defined which will be the east, which will be the west, which will be the south, which will be the north. You did not do that. You just refer to a geographical territory, which is vague. You do the same thing with state of Meghalaya when it was carved out. You do the same thing with state of Nagaland when it was carved out. So these are injustice done to the northeastern region as a whole. Today we are fighting each other. We do not want to fight. But there are sensitivity now. In Assam side, mostly non-tribal lives. So if you transfer the territory, where these people will go? If they go at all to the Nagaland or Arunachal, they are tribal state, where non-tribal cannot have land. So for the people in our side, this is a battle for their everything. For the other side, they have a deep sense of history. No, this land belongs to our forefathers. So these are very, very intense things. Last conflict was in not 1980. That had happened when Mr. Kiran Rijiju was Union Home Minister. He visited Assam Nagaland border. 13 people died in 2000, probably 14. So these things keeps on happening every 4-5 years. Sometime with Mizoram, sometime with Arunachal, sometime with Meghalaya, sometime with Nagaland. So on the day of 26th, I had to settle with 3 states.
I know.
There was a conflict with Mizoram.
Shillong.
Then there was a problem happened in Assam-Meghalaya border.
Yes.
Same time, there was some problem happened in Arunachal border. Same time, there was a problem happened in Nagaland. So you can imagine on 26th...
There were as many violent incidents happening.
There are police who are eyeball to eyeball. Somewhere people are in eyeball to eyeball. So while dealing with the state of Mizoram, I have to talk with all the 3 colleagues of mine saying that, look, Pema bhai, enough is enough. Don't let us not create another problem. I talked to Conrad. Conrad bhai, give me a day, not today. So like that, I had to walk in that kind of situation on that day. Otherwise, normally what happened, when there is a flare-up in other state, there are flare-up also in other state, because people feel that if you fight against one state commonly, then you might get something out of that. So there are people with that mentality also in our region. And there are people who feels, no, we should not fight. The spirit of Northeast is more important than anything else. So we have different kind of people. So these are the things which we have not created. It was given to us.
No, I know you're saying it's a legacy problem. And of course, there is a recognition of that. But Hemanta Sarmal, you have now been a minister and a chief minister for two governments now. Can you know, people say BJP keeps blaming the everything in the last 70 years. But don't you think that you have to take responsibility now? Because you had one previous tenure where you could have sorted out or made it better.
You cannot solve it. This is the whole issue. It is not easy. Primarily, the land laws has changed. Habitation has come. Mizoram, Nagaland started getting protection under Article 370. So there are various issues involved there. So if you try to attempt the issue, there will be eruption. Today we are trying to settle the issue with Meghalaya very, very seriously. Every day there are eruption. Many people feel that if you settle, if I am forced to go to the Meghalaya side, what will happen to me? There are people who believe if I am forced to Assam side, what will happen to me? So these are very, very complex thing. There was a chance when you carve out the state. You miss that bus. Now, today, restore things. After when habitation has set in, things has changed, geography has changed, your identity has become assimilated with some states. Earlier you did not have identity. You could have gone to Meghalaya, you could have come to Assam. But now you have a solid identity. You develop stakes in some state. So it's not easy. I mean, in India,
I appreciate the way
in India, so far, no interstate dispute has been resolved except a small portion of land in Belgaum. Not very easy. It is very easy to advise, but not very easy to get it executed.
The way you're describing it, Chief Minister, it sounds almost as serious and as tenuous and as fractious as the situation in the valley. Would you describe it to?
I mean, ours is not, people are not against India. There is no comparison. It is a conflict between Assam and Meghalaya. Nothing to do with India. They both are loyal to India. So it is not about Delhi. Don't compare that. These are not comparable. What happened? Supreme Court has tried to resolve this dispute. Justice Y.V. Chandrasud headed commission. Then Supreme Court has appointed successive local commission to resolve the dispute. But it could not resolve. The ultimate everybody says that let status quo be maintained. So today, Home Minister Amit Shah has advised us in Shillong that when India entered into 75th years of independence, you need to resolve at least some dispute. Some work is going on between the states.
I see.
Behind the back, through formal negotiation, through informal negotiation, some effort has been initiated in last 5 years. Something is in proper shape also. But while this process was going on or is going on, that unfortunate thing has happened.
Mr. Chief Minister, you said you called up at the same day, which I think we didn't know. Yes. That you had, we knew about Meghalaya, but we didn't know at the same day Arunachal was happening and also other states
same
were happening.
Same day in Arunachal, there is a place called Kanubari, tension started. Then in Meghalaya, in near Guwahati, tension erupted. In Nagaland, there is a place called Disau Valley, mm-hmm. Tension erupted. So within one day, I signed an declaration with the government of Nagaland. Next day, both the deputy commissioner in Rivoy and Kamrup district met. We resolved. I talked to Conrad Sangma. I talked to my colleague in Arunachal, all from my party. I don't make it issue right now. So on probably 26, 27, 28, I have handled four
so
states.
Three were okay, one.
One was that incident happened, but after that there was no flare-up. Gradually, it has come down.
Understood. But I wanted to ask you, you said you spoke to Prema Khandu, you said you spoke to Conrad. You didn't speak to Zoran Thangka? You know, all of us wanted to know.
On 26,
yeah.
I call him 8 times. We talked 8 times. But he was saying, Himanji, may I phone kar raha hu. I said, I am calling. Then again we call. So if you look, if you go in my call log, that day, I and Zoran Thangka interacted 8 times.
Without speaking?
We were on the phone. When firing was going on, we were just both, we were talking on the phone. I said, dekhe, mera log mar gaya. Zoran Thangka said, so sorry, how it could happen. So like that, it was not that it doesn't happen at the left. When these things were going on from morning 11 o'clock to evening, almost 5 o'clock, we call each other 8 times, maybe more.
So that impression that everyone else had looking at your tweets, because actually you gave the breaking news saying that people have died, right? That wasn't you communicated via Twitter.
No.
You were on the phone.
We were on the phone. Home Minister, me, Zoran Thangka.
Not con call,
but we all three were on the line. Different time. Sometime Home Minister is calling me, Himan dekho, aage mat jane do. Then I am telling Zoran Thangka ji, firing ho gaya hai, abhi rukwana sahiye. I am calling to my DGP, bhai rukwao. So we all three, Home Minister was in Delhi and he was, I think we call him both. We both of has called him 2-3 times. But between us, there was a communication. Even when firing was going on, we were on telephone. I was in a district called Haflong. He was in Aizawl. So we were just talking. It is not that chief ministers are talking through Twitter. Twitter is a medium to probably espouse the cause of your own state. But we were talking, and I think that day, I mean, 8 will be...
Because we could feel the desperation in your tweets.
No.
Right?
Eights are, I think, when I said we talk 8 times, I think that is an understatement, maybe more. We were talking to each other.
You were talking to each other.
After that also, almost every day we talk.
How does one turn the... You know, you said the difference between the valley and this... And the border disputes here is that there is no anti-India feeling. I'm from Shillong. I do feel that, you know, there is a tribal versus non-tribal thing. There is a thing of mainland and, you know, in the Northeast. You don't think that...
This dispute is not against Delhi. These disputes are between two states. So I think both the state look upon Delhi to resolve for the meditation. So in Valley or in some other places where the conflict is with the outside India or with some other country, then people do not have trust on Delhi because Delhi is a party. Here Delhi is not a party. So people, both the state wants Delhi to come. Both the state has given a joint statement that our border should be taken care of by CRPF, means by the government of India. So you cannot compare these two things because both the state wants government of India.
How does a police force of a particular state turn against another with machine guns? Can you please help us understand it?
I'll tell you a story.
Yeah.
When there was a conflict in 1989 between Assam and Nagaland, we lost many lives, but we have not seen those dead bodies. So these are very, very... there are a lot of research paper, there are a lot of article. I should not repeat it again today, but there are a lot of articles on it, lot of research paper on this, about the border dispute and the kind of volatility, kind of engagement. So these are very, very intense. These were very, very intense. Today, fortunately in Assam, Mizoram, we could resolve it in 6 days. But earlier disturbance, it continued for months after months.
Are you sad in some ways that because you said, you know, humne apne party wale ko phone kiya because Prema Khandu is your colleague. Zoran Thangka is also your ally. So all of us were wondering.
He tried because he could not at that point of time. That point of time there was a, I mean, something you, when two police forces are fighting and or some people are fighting, so mere phone call, mere instruction, that it cannot get that desired effect. Some point of time you feel helpless because you cannot communicate. Phone calls will not ring. You are trying to communicate your subordinates. They are not calling back. When they are calling back, they will say, sir, hamara pair mein guli lag gaya hai. So at that point of time, you cannot tell that guy, no, aapka guli laga hai, phir bhi aap NEDA ka bare mein so. You think about Northeast. You cannot do that.
Do you think, sir, that for a lot of the police forces, whether it's in the Mizoram side or Assam side, they're nationalistic or this fervor for being a Mizoram first
they don't
was want, more than no, being police?
They don't want to fight. But these are the things which happen. I mean, in this firing, there are a lot of things in between which I do not want to repeat at this point of time. But I think some point of time in Northeast, in this kind of conflict, there are other regions also. I mean, at some point of time we'll discuss. I mean, because as I told you, border people, border side, they have very, very intense feeling on some issues. So when even police try to mediate, SPs try to mediate, sometimes it fails. So sometimes it works out. Most of the time it works out. Sometimes it fails. Failure become news.
I can't even understand how they had machine guns.
It is called LMG. They have LMG. Police on both sides, they have LMG. In border, even Assam, Nagaland, also LMGs are deployed. Even today.
Which we don't see in these parts of the country.
You will not see. But in Northeast, both the states, in the conflict situation, they deploy border post with LMG in the bunker. That is there.
So I wanted to ask you, because you said that, you know, you were able to sort out Meghalaya. One of the new ministers...
I mean, that point of time, we could resolve that dispute.
It didn't end up in violence.
It did not flare up.
So one of the new ministers who's become... one of the BJP people, MLAs, who's become minister there, he has announced in Meghalaya, which became a big headline, that if BJP is voted to bar there, they'll have the inner line permit. Do you agree?
There are demand in Meghalaya. Even Meghalaya, BJP is also demanding inner line permit because Mizoram has inner line permit.
Yeah.
Arunachal has inner line permit. But Meghalaya has also demanded inner line permit. So when Home Minister visited Shillong, memorandum was submitted. But I think central and state government concern will discuss.
What do you feel?
No, I think it is not about my feeling because if I make any comment, it will not be good. But
isn't there a demand in Assam also?
No, Assam also there are demand, but there is a opposition to it also. Because in Assam, we feel that if inner line permits are there, then our process of industrialization will be stalled. Tourism will be affected. But there are mainstream organizations in Assam who demand inner line permit. So
it's fair to say BJP is considering it.
No, I think I cannot say whether BJP is considering or not considering, but what I can confirm is that there are section of people within Northeast who feels that inner line permit will secure our land and our culture. There are people, but I do not subscribe to it.
Thank you. I wanted to ask you that, you know, you have now... since you've come to, and before as well, your statements, it's quite a strident position that you take, whether it's your recent statement about not selling beef within 5 kilometers of a temple. Do you think some of the, because Mizoram is quite a Christian-dominated area, do you think some of it is linked to that, to the fact that, you know, it's a kind of backlash against the Hindutva that the party is known for?
Look, I do not think that... whatever policy I take for Assam will have any impact in other northeastern states. we ban transportation of cattle, but we make it, we inserted a provision that if some state of northeastern region issue transit pass, they can take cattle. So whatever we do in Assam, we take care of the sensitivity of other states. So that is the line which we adopt. So I don't think that our law against beef consumption or cattle transportation will affect any states. If there is a misgiving, I think that misgiving is not on the, basically it is unfounded. It is not based on any logic, because we have taken extra care that whatever law I passed in Assam Assembly do not affect economic rights, fundamental rights, or whatever rights of other northeastern states.
Finally, I know that you also had a meeting with the National Security Advisor. Can you share about some of the things? For example, you know, how do you look at some militant organizations?
In Assam now, we have resolved finally the Bodo issues. Karbi Accord has been finalized. It is ready for signature. And last 7 days, we have seen series of militants returning to the normal life and deposited heavy arms. So more or less, Lower Assam, Middle Assam is now free of militants. My own assessment is that if we can resolve the Alpha issue, then Assam will see that final lasting peace. Alpha has issued a unilateral ceasefire as it is going on. Hopefully, I have appealed to them to extend that ceasefire by another 3 months. Meanwhile, I am talking to Government of India that what can be offered. But again, this is a complex issue. Mr. Paresh Borua is in that in the organization since 1982-84. He is today about 65 or 66. He fought entire life for a cause. So bringing him back is not as simple as that. But I believe that if somehow I could at least ensure some peace or some agreement between Government of India and Alpha, I think Assam will go to a different level.
This is a significant kind of development. So you can confirm that Paresh Borua, you're in some process of having him come back.
No.
Surrendering.
My friends are talking to Paresh Borua. I have not talked directly, but the friends, I mean, people who knows both of us, they are talking. But it will be a tough thing. But let me attempt for this. And I am trying to do my best. Whether it will become a reality, I don't know. Because he has a stated line that I will not discuss anything except sovereignty. And I have told him that we can discuss everything except sovereignty. So that is the problem. There is a problem. But having said that, both sides should agree for some kind of discussion. Then probably...
Is there any common ground?
I think common ground is what? He is in jungle for Assam. We are also for Assam. Prime Minister is also for Assam. So Assam is that common ground. So if we can work on this, keep on doing this, something will probably come out, but not immediately.
Timeline?
Not immediately. I do not want to give a false hope. Not immediately. But at least people are talking to him. People are talking to me.
Final question. We also did this whole thing about, you know, everyone talked about the fact that when you became chief minister, it was an epochal moment for the BJP because, you know, you'd just come from the Congress just 6 years ago. And now we see Basavraj Bommai, another one. So now is this a confirmed trend now that talent headhunting for BJP, wherever they see talent, they will take a
risk? I think from the day one when I joined BJP, I have not been treated as with the outsider tag. And I think when people join a party, not for immediate benefit, but with a clear conviction that I am joining in this party and I am going to stay. At some point of time, you get assimilated. So today, I have become chief minister. Then Mr. Bommai has become chief minister. There are many ministers in the cabinet of prime minister having very, very important and crucial portfolio. I think this sends a loud and clear message that BJP is willing to take everybody on board, provided you have that commitment, you have that ideological commitment.
Thank you. Well, that was a conversation, and that brings us to the end of this episode of On The Record. If you would like to share your views on it, do tweet me at Sunetra C or at HT Smartcast. Send in your feedback, and I'll be back with another episode. So join us then. Goodbye.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.